online podcast 382. I'm just going to go with it. Oops. Hello, ladies.
What the hell?
Okay, I just got a text message. It's my friend Michael. Anyway, she just sent a... Okay. All right, anyway. Oh my god, this little oranges is so good. Sweet. Okay, sorry. One more, then I'll stop eating. Oh my god. This is going to drive... Scott, crazy. Sailor 69, because isn't he that hates... No, it's not him. Hat Am, that hates people eat and chew and burp and belch when they record their podcast, kind of like me. Anyway, before Big Fatty, there was me burping already. Ooh, this cable's kind of tight.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I'm just going to go with it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 815 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of March, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I have got a list here. And it's filled with all kinds of entertainment. Yes, my buddy. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me just tell you, Tuesday in the coal mine was quite the day. Larry Clark got a new computer. Got him a Macintosh. IMAX, and not to be confused. Ah, Big Fatty, you are confused. not to be confused with a Flomax. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, Mr. Vader was updating it, getting all the software put on it for him and everything, and then at the end of the day, Vader said, "Oh, well, no, he didn't say that, y'all." That is that is turkey, and y'all, that is the bazoom. It is the turkey bazoom. It is the turkey and the rice and gravy and the garden salad. And y'all, there was some chocolate pecan pie. And y'all, it was too rich. It was just too rich with a chocolate crush. But it was good. And anyway, Vader was going to update all of the files and everything on his old computer and send it on over there to the new computer. Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like quite a task. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's a little show, that might be a voice that some of you do not recognize. But, y'all, that is Mr. John Ong, and he does the Ongline podcast. And, y'all, John Ong is one of the first podcasters out there. And, y'all, you can tell that he has got years of experience, and, y'all, it is just like water off the back of a duck. It just comes so natural to him, y'all. He doesn't, there's no need to edit, y'all. It's everything is perfect the first time. Very much so like the BFO. And, y'all, all I gotta say is it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it, you're gonna fuck it up. So. But anyway, y'all, that was kind of nice to be mentioned on John Ong's a little show. Y'all, I'm a little behind on the bacon calendar, and I need to do that. By the way, y'all, the weather rat is on right now, and he is predicting. He's saying that the pollen in Charleston on Tuesday and Wednesday was going to be not medium, but what kind of medium? Kind of mild. But Thursday and Friday is going to be heavy. And so, y'all, my nose is just... So, I can only imagine what I'll sound like the end of the week. But, y'all, Monday, Bourbon Street Cajun Bacon has a blend of spicy seasoning. Smoked jalapeno country bacon is rubbed in a jalapeno spicy blend. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, and then on Tuesday... this is from food.aol.com. It says, there is really only one thing that's important to ask yourself when you're about to put something in your mouth. Does it taste like bacon? If no, then liberally douse it in bacon salt. Only then should it be put in your mouth. Yes, Big Fatty, does that include your gentleman callers? No. And y'all, then from foodnetwork.com, you can find recipes such as Inside Out Bacon Cheeseburgers, Bacon Jack and Jalapeno Quesadillas, and Bacon Wrapped Prawns with Chipotle Barbecue Sauce. Now, y'all, a prawn in this case, I think they mean shrimp, not like the prawn out in the San Francisco. Yes! And y'all, that'll mean nothing to any of you except for Miss Kitty. Yes, Big Fatty, please move forward. Y'all, let me just see right. Y'all, I got an e-letter from the number two fan of the BFO for 2011. And y'all, that is KC in Denver. And y'all, he said that he and his husband were going to try their best to make it out to Las Vegas for the big Pride 48 weekend coming up in September. And y'all, I heard the Dragon podcast that Gavin is planning on making it out there, and I've heard several others saying that they are going to try to do it. The Big Ricky up there in the Chicago's was hinting around about it. Y'all, I wouldn't be surprised if that Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's, if they didn't buy a place in Vegas for the weekend and come on down. But y'all, it is going to be quite the hootenanny. So y'all, I'm seriously, and I spoke to Daniel Biba. And y'all, he is hoping to have accommodations put together for the group, and have that announced by April Fool's Day. Yes, Big Friday. And y'all, that is just 2 weeks from this Friday. Yes, Big Friday. So y'all, things are moving along quite well on that. But anyway, y'all, let's see here. What else have I got here? Oh, I know what I've got. Let's do this.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Now, y'all, I told you yesterday about some of the at-sea entertainment, and I'm going to continue previewing that with you today. But, y'all, the big news, you know, I mentioned that I had unsubscribed from a lot of these lists, but one that I hadn't unsubscribed from was the one from the Atlantis alumni group. And y'all, I've been getting all kinds of messages from them. So on Monday night, I decided to go over and say, what the hell are they all chitter-chatting about? Well, y'all, come to find out that Friday, the 25th of March, appearing in concert in San Juan, y'all, is the one and only Mr. Ricky Martin.
And y'all, I couldn't believe it. And y'all, they're all buying their tickets for the Ricky Martin contest. Not a contest. It's a concert. It's not a contest. But y'all, so I went over to look at the details and all. But y'all, he's doing a concert on that Friday, that Saturday, and that Sunday, the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And y'all, yes, Big Freddy, it sounds just lovely. But y'all, I thought, well, you know, if it's just on that Friday night, perhaps he might, because y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but y'all, he's a big old dick sucker. Yes, Big Freddy, thank you for clearing that up for us. We've all known it for years. It just took him a while. But y'all, he now admits to being a big old dick sucker. And which is not, you know, a lot of people that listen to this little show might be so inclined to do that as well. Not everybody. Not everybody. Although, y'all, even in there, you know, everybody goes through that period of experimentation. Y'all, I go through it. I like to go through it several times a week. anyway, I thought, well, you know, maybe that Mr. Ricky Martin will be on the cruise, you know, because y'all, it's a big old dick sucking cruise. And, but then when I saw that he had a show on Saturday and Sunday night, I said, no, he will not be on the cruise because, you know, we'll be out, we'll be gone, we'll be leaving on Saturday night. And so, y'all, then I looked, and because San Juan is the first stop in his new concert tour, and y'all, so I checked to see when the second concert was and where it was, and y'all, the second one is on the 8th of April, and it is in the Orlando. So those of you in the Central Florida area, if you want to see Ricky Martin, he'll be in there on the 8th. But y'all, that is like almost two full weeks in between the first and the second one. And y'all, that just brings me to the entertainment schedule for the big dick sucking crew. y'all, I mentioned what we were doing on Saturday. We had the celebration, almost sell-away celebration in the evening with Bruce Valanche and then Sherry Vine, the drag queen. Then Sunday will be our day at sea. And y'all, they always do something on these cruises. It's called the dog tag tea dance. And y'all, they give everybody a commemorative dog tag with the cruise, the ship name and the cruise date and all this kind of stuff. And then they have little stickers you can put on there, and you can get a red sticker for no, I am taken. A yellow sticker means let's talk. Oh, a single green sticker means, yes, I'm available, but let's have a drink first. And y'all, you can put up to like three green stickers on there. And if you got three green stickers on there, it's like, yes, I'll meet you in Big Freddy's room. So, y'all, the pollen really is getting to me today. But anyway, the Sunday at sea, they'll have the dog tag tea dance poolside from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and it says Atlantis's most infamous afternoon party gets a 2011 update as we finally come out in the military. A little red, green, or yellow can go a long way. Dog tags for everyone, and y'all, they've renamed it instead of the dog tag tea dance. Y'all, they're calling it Ask Me, Tell Me instead of that Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Ask Me, Tell Me. Then, y'all, that evening at 8:30 and 10:30 p.m., they will have the Atlantis Comedy Showcase. And, y'all, they will present three funny entertainers in the community together on one stage. They will be Brad Lockley, L-O-E-C-K-L-E, Poppy Champlin, and Jessica Curzon. Now, y'all, I don't know who this Brad person is, but Poppy Champlin and Jessica Curzon have been on there before. And they're quite good. They're really quite good. And then that evening, poolside at 11 p.m., is the first overnight dance party on deck, and y'all, it is the carnival. It is carnival, and it is Atlantis's tribute to all things sparkly, shiny, and masked. So, and y'all, then on Monday we will be in Curacao on Monday, and in the theater that evening, because we are in port until 10 p.m. That evening. And y'all, in the theater that evening, they have at 8:30 and 10:30 p.m. It is stage to screen. It is the stage to screen, and this is a massive production show featuring the Royal Caribbean singers and dancers with the best music from Broadway and Hollywood. Y'all, it sounds like something lovely. Just deliciously lovely. And then that Monday evening, after we pull out of Curacao at 10 p.m., poolside at 11 p.m., it will be the next dance party, and that is called Anthem, y'all. It is the Anthem Party, and it's all about the music as we celebrate the... dear Gussie. Oh, there are people moving out of the Fat Cave building, y'all, and they were going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Dear Gussie, they're loud. I got to see who it is that's moving out, though, because I'm nosy. Anyway, Anthem, it's all about the music as we celebrate the big vocal music of the 90s and beyond. Don't dress up. Just dance. Yes, Big Patty, just dance. That sounds lovely. Then on Tuesday, and y'all, that'll be the 29th of March, we will be in Aruba that day, and that evening at 8:30 and 10:30 p.m., y'all, Kootenai Act, y'all, and perhaps Arthur from the future, or Straight Bob, or that little Ozzy Battler Scotty will know this name. I don't recall this name. Kootenai Act. Booted out of the Australian Idol auditions as a man, Kootenai returned the next day as a woman and won the hearts of an entire country and a recording contract, a real legend and true story of one of the great Sydney divas. Brilliant. Yes, McFaddy. And then that evening, Tuesday evening, the next poolside dance party is called Tropical Dreams. Oh, yeah, see, I don't know if people will be dreaming about bananas or not, but anyway, it's Tropical Dreams. And y'all, that's at 11 p.m., and it says, from restless island native to outrageous explorer, it's the party for all your most primitive urges and smallest outfits. Y'all, I can't wait to put on my smallest outfit, because that will induce violence. Vomiting. And y'all, I'm going to save Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But y'all especially when I get to the Friday. No, I'm sorry. When I get to the Thursday entertainment. Oh, dear God, see, y'all just keep that Ricky Martin thing in mind, because y'all... I don't know, but something's just, y'all, the calendar just, I'm not going to say another word, not another word. By the way, y'all, I also meant to mention that when KC in Denver wrote me saying that that he was going to try to make it out to Las Vegas, he also said that he was doing the exact same thing with all of these e-letters and this junk e-letter mail. That he was going through and just unsubscribing from everything, y'all. Just unsubscribing from everything. Y'all, I just hope as the number two fan of the BFO that he doesn't unsubscribe from this. Kind of like, what did John Ong say?
He's going to go with it.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you go with it.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.